And continuing with Birchas HaTorah, so the last thing we were in the middle of saying is the pshat and the word lasuk, the Divrei Torah. We were in the middle of the Bach. The Bach was saying that really the Ikar Mitzvah and what the bracha was nitkan on, the tekan of the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is on the Esek of the Torah. Because the Ikar Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is when you're deeply involved in it and in a very, with a lot, you know, exerting effort to really work hard to figure out the pshat and what you're learning. That's the Ikar Limud Torah. Like we see in Rashi and Parshat Bukosai and Bukosai Teilechu, all the promises of the brachos over there in Parshat Bukosai are specifically if you're Amel in the Torah. Because that's the Ikar way of learning. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Lefum Tzara Agra, according to the pain is the reward, right? How much effort you put in is the reward. So the Rambam on the Parish of Mishnah says that Mishnah is talking about Limud Torah, that especially it's about Limud Torah, according to the effort is the reward. Those that argue in the Bach say that that's not what the Bracha is going on when it says Lasok B'Divrei Torah, because first of all it says Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah sounds like it's not just Torah in the most intensive levels. It's even just words of Torah, even just Torah on a very simple level is Lashon Divrei Torah. And we also see that by the fact that when we right away go from Birchas HaTorah into learning a piece of Torah, that the bracha will go on that. What do we say? We say the Psukim of Birchas Kohanim, Birchas HaMishpacha, Yerushim Pana Betach B'Chunecha, and we're saying it without depth. We're not like being ma'ayin into these Psukim. We're just saying them, and that shows you that the bracha is not just going on learning Torah with Amel and Yigia. The bracha is also just going on even the most simplest, shallowest levels of learning Torah. That's those that argue on the Pach. Another two pshatim, and why we use the word lasuk b'divrei Torah. The Maharal says lasuk b'divrei Torah. It's because who says that the pshat that you're going to understand and what you're going to learn today is going to be right? Who says that what you're going to learn is actually Torah? Maybe you're completely butchering the thing that you're learning and you're not really understanding it. So to say that you're going to be learning Torah, who says? Maybe that's not Torah. So you're osik b'divrei Torah. You're involving yourself with Torah thoughts and Torah ideas. It could be you're going to misunderstand them, but at least the bracha makes sense. So you're going to be osik, you're going to be involved in Torah learning. You're going to be involved in the Torah. The Chavos Ya'ir, the last pshat we're going to say, says that lach b'divrei Torah, because there's some people that either don't have the opportunity to learn, they don't learn, but their connection to Torah learning is by supporting Torah learning financially, by sending out their children, their sons to learn Torah. And la'asok b'divrei Torah is a more inclusive word that includes also those that their connection to Torah learning is through their involvement in Torah learning. What's their involvement? La'asok? By enhancing it, by encouraging it, by supporting it. Okay. Women make Birchas HaTorah. How come women make Birchas HaTorah? One reason is because, first of all, they're at least chayiv to learn the mitzvahs that they are chayiv in, like the mitzvahs aseh she'ein hazman grama. But also, when it comes to mitzvahs aseh she'ein grama that they're pater from, the Rambam says that whenever a woman learns Torah, she at least gets a mitzvah, like one that's ein mitzvah v'yosa. Just like somebody does a mitzvah, they're not chayiv in, but they do it anyway, and they get a mitzvah for it. It's a less chayiv, but they're still getting a mitzvah. So there's still the bracha shaykh to it, because Ashkenazim hold that women make a bracha even on things that they're putter from when they do them. The Birchas Torah continues, and it says, V'harivna Hashem Elokeinu. So it's a machokas whether this is considered a separate bracha. We said yesterday that Birchas Torah, there's really three brachos. One is a Birchas Shevach, one is Nehenin, one is a Birchas Hoda'ah. We explain the Levush, how we explain each one, which bracha is which. But there are those that say that really it's just two brachos. And the proof they bring is because it's V'harivna, there's Tosfos. Tosfos holds that V'harivna, the Vav, shows you that really it's a continuation of the bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Torah. The biggest nafkamina being whether you could say Amen yet. Before V'harivna, are you able to say Amen? But since it's a machlokas, because the Rambam and the Arizal and the Abu Draham, so many Mepharshim say that no, it's a separate bracha. It's a separate bracha. So, and Sfardim, I think, would say Amen after Lasok B'Divrei Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that really the best is to say this quietly, so that we don't, that the whole issue doesn't come up of whether or not somebody should answer Amen. But if somebody does say it out loud, then you don't say Amen. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That if somebody says it out loud, don't say amen. Best to say it quietly so that the issue doesn't come up. If it's three brachos, okay, someone says the pshat that it's connected. Also, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. Three brachos connected Mikra because each one of them is a Mishnah is a mitzvah. If it's two brachos, then it's connected Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. I saw a beautiful pshat, worthwhile having in mind too. With Tzadik HaKohen in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, he points out how at the beginning of the bracha, we say, V'harav Na'ashlam Lakin, was Divrei Sorascha Bafinu. Make sweet in our mouths, Divrei Sorascha Bafinu. And then at the end of the bracha, we say, that Kulana Yodei Shemecha V'lomdei Sorascha Lishma. We don't say Divrei Sorascha Lishma, we say Sorascha, and we say Lishma. So the Tzadik HaKohen says that in the beginning, when a person starts learning, so we say, La'olam yasuk adam etorah mitzvah afilu shelo lishma, shemito shelo lishma palishma. You start off learning lo lishma. You start off learning on a shallow level, on a surface level. Can we call what you're learning actual, real Torah? We can call it divrei sarascha, words of Torah. It's words of Torah. He calls it petatia daraisa, Torah chatter. So you're chattering about Torah. Is it ikker? Is it the main Torah? It's divrei sarascha. It's like on a very shallow level. The pasuk says v'dibarta bam, and Chazal say v'dibarta bam, v'lo b'dvarim b'teilim. Not to talk dvarim b'teilim. There's a level of Torah learning where what you're saying is it's not dvarim b'teilim. It's Torah, but it's a very surface level. That's divrei sarascha, right? But Hashem, let divrei sarascha. We're going to be learning. Let it be sweet to us, and slowly we come to a level that we should come to kulanu yodei shemecha v'lom de sorasecha lishma. Once you're learning Torah lishma, then it's not divrei sorasecha, it's the Torah itself. So we're diving to Torah shpachu, that our low lishma, surface level learning, should end up leading towards Torah lishma, ikra Torah, and let it be lishma. It's interesting how especially, we don't find this by other mitzvahs, that we ask them, that we have a bracha or a tefillah asking Hashem to help us enjoy it. That the Baharav Nashlam Lakin is Divrei Sarascha, that make it sweet for us, make it good for us. The people made a mistake. It's a famous Egle Tal. A Sefer Egle Tal and Zagdama people like to talk about. The people were making a mistake. They thought that if you're enjoying learning, so then you're not learning Lishma. It has to be that you don't enjoy it, because if you're enjoying learning, then you're doing it because you enjoy it. And then it's no Lishma. So you say, no. That's a mistake. It says in Tehillim, the Torah is Mesamche Lev. By definition, if you're learning Torah and you're doing it the right way, then it is Mesamche Lev. It's Mesukim, Midvash, Venofet Sufim. Torah is sweet, and Torah is Mesamche Lev. It makes you happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be that Torah would be something that you enjoy, because only when you enjoy something could you really be Meschaber to it, could you connect to it. And the idea of Torah learning is to connect also to Kadosh Baruch Hu through it. So it has to be something that you enjoy. It's part of the Ikar Mitzvah to be able to enjoy it. So we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us do the Mitzvah Bishlei Musa by making it sweet for us. Torah starts off bitter. It's kind of sifting people out, filtering people out. Are you learning for the right reasons or not? If you're learning for the right reasons, and starting with the Yerushalayim, you want to come close to Hashem, then you'll do it even when it's bitter and even when it's difficult. And you'll plow through and push through. And then you come to a place that it's sweet and good and mesameach lev. So ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring us to that place, make it sweet for us. But enjoying learning is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Happens to be that when you don't enjoy it, though, in a certain sense, the step says you also get more schar. Because it's like you really have to push yourself more extra hard when you're not enjoying it. But it's not a chisaron when somebody's enjoying the Torah and we ask for it. Rashi and the Gemara when he's explaining Vaharev Na, he says, why do we want it to be sweet? Ta'arvu aleinu shenasok behem ba'ahava. Make it sweet for us so we can be osik in Torah ba'ahava. Because when you enjoy it, then you connect and you love it. We want to love the Torah, so make it sweet for us so that we could love the Torah. It's interesting how we say, well, it could have just said, V'harav Na'ashlam Lakin was Divrei Sarascha. Why is it Befinu, in our mouths? Make it sweet for us, in our mouth, literally in our mouth. You're not actually eating the Torah. What do you mean? Well, why is there this focus on in your mouth? Why is there a focus on in your mouth? So there's many Gemaras in this Chazaz that speak about the importance of when you're learning, specifically to learn out loud, not just in your head, but to learn out loud. Most poskim also hold that you only make Berachos HaTorah on Torah that you're going to be learning out loud, but that you're allowed to think Divrei Torah without Perek Zot. The Gra holds not. And some people are machbe not to think Torah until they make Perek Zot. But most poskim hold that you only have to say Perek Zot for Torah that you're going to learn out loud, because the bracha was nitkan on learning out loud, because the ikar learning is learning that you do out loud. There's a Gemara in Eruvin, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, that says, Tana, Tamid Echad Hayalor Bilazar, Rabbi Lezer had a Tamid, she has Shona Balacha. She used to learn quietly. And the Gemara continues, says that after 3 years, he forgot everything he learned. And they're trying to make that point. The Gemara continues it later, and it says, on the Pasuk, Ki Chaim Heim Le Motz'ehem, L'Lucho Basar Marpe, Atikre Le Motz'ehem, El Le Motz'ehem Bepeh. Torah brings Chaim to who? To Motz'ehem Bepeh. Those that have the Torah leave their mouth. Like that they speak out Torah with their mouth. And then Pirkei Avos, when it talks about the Kinyanei Torah, the Memtes Kinyanei Torah, the 49 ways of acquiring Torah, one of them is Arichas Fasayim, that it should be arranged on your mouth, that when you're learning Torah, you're using your mouth. Rav Yashiv says that the Yitzhar is always trying to get people not to learn. But let's say somebody, he learns. So now what does he try to do? He tries to get you not to learn out loud. That's what Rav Yashiv says, not to learn out loud, because if you don't learn, because when you learn out loud, it has a stronger effect on you. It gets more entrenched in you, more part of you, more effective. You remember it better. So then the Yitzhar tries to work on you. Then at least you shouldn't learn out loud. So that's another Yitzhar that a person has to fight. That's why there's a focus in the bracha of b'finu. It has to be in our mouths. But other berachos and mitzvos, we don't find ourselves also asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for other people to do the mitzvah. How come all of a sudden over here we're adding on Ubefi Amcha Beis Yisrael? Why are we adding in a bakasha for everybody to be able to learn Torah? A pshat that I heard on this from Rav Balach is that really part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah is not just to learn for yourself, but it's lilmod lalamed. Very often we'll find both in davening and chazal that a person has to be lilmon amanas lalame, to learn in order to teach, in order to give over. We daven to Hashem, we should be zocha to learn and to teach, because the mitzvah Talmud Torah is to learn it and to pass it down and to give it down. That's also part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'shinantam levanecha v'necha elu tamidecha. And that's part of when the Torah is teaching you about Torah learning. It's right away telling you, hey, you have to give it over to people and teach it to them, and they're like your banim. So that's why part of the bracha and the mitzvah Talmud Torah includes in it B'fi Amcha Beis Yisrael, with davening for other people to know Torah too, because that's the purpose, that Torah should be spread amongst Klal Yisrael. V'nia Anachnu V'tzetzeinu V'tzetzei Amcha Beis Yisrael. So some people say Anachnu V'tzetzeinu V'tzetzeinu, and some people don't say that phrase. The idea of not saying it, the Gra says, because Tzetzeim is anybody that comes out of you. So already it's including all the future generations. You don't need to now say Tzetzeinu. Once you said Tzetzeinu, you're already saying anybody that comes out from you. You don't have to add on Tzetzeinu. But what is the point of focusing on your kids and your grandchildren specifically? The Gemara in this is Bracha is based on a Gemara in Bava Metzia that talks about how Rabbi Yosef fasted 40 days in order for him not to forget his Torah. Then he had a dream, I think, that they read to him the pasuk, Lo yamushu haTorah mipicha. The Torah won't leave your mouth. So he fasted another 40 days that his kids shouldn't forget their Torah. And he dreamt of the continuation of the pasuk, Lo yamushu haTorah mipicha mipizarcha. And he fasted 100 days that it shouldn't leave his grandson children's mouth. And then he jumped to the pasuk, Lo yamushu haPicha mipizarcha mipizarazarcha. And then they told him, now you can stop fasting, because if Torah stays by you, and it stays by your kids, it stays by your grandchildren, then it's a muftach, it's like a guarantee, it's going to stay within your family, and it's going to keep on going. That if somebody sees his grandfather and his father, and he himself is on that path, then it's going to continue like that within the family, the Gemara says. It's like a guarantee. So that's why there's a focus that v'niyah nakav tzetzeinu, tzetzeinu, and our grandchildren, tzetzein amcha beis Yisrael, kulanu, Yod Ei Shemecha. What's Yod Ei Shemecha? So one thing we said the Pshat, the Ramban of the Torah says that all the Torah is really Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're knowing Torah, you're knowing Shemecha, the shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yediyah, we know in the Torah, is to connect to something. When you connect to something, like when somebody is with his wife, so it's called Da'as. V'yada es ishto, like he knew his wife. So we want to connect to the Torah. We want to be Mishapet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yodei Shemecha. Through the Torah, we make ourselves connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say a story about this, that Amalame Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that teaches Torah to Am Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches Torah to Am Yisrael. But I think they're supposed to have said brachos already, right? So we'll stop over here.
Thank you.